You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Tuesday night at Sonora High School, there was a school board meeting that took place. One of the people in attendance at that school board meeting was Sean Crook. Sean is the second vice president of the California Farm Bureau. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So Tuesday night, there was an actual school board meeting that took place at Sonora High School?
Yes, there was. They actually still met in person, and some board members on Zoom. And the main reason, though, I was there was to take part in a general discussion about the future of the agriculture department and the Wildcat Ranch, specifically at Sonora High School.
For those who are not familiar with Wildcat Ranch, what is that in association with Sonora High School?
That's the property that is at the intersection of Wards Ferry Road and Tuolumne Road that the high school has owned since the late 80s, and it was originally purchased after the old high school ag ranch became the site of the Jamestown mine in Jamestown. And the idea always was that the agriculture campus would get rebuilt at that location, as well as have room for the potential, if it ever came to it, combination of Sonora and Somerville High School, as it was a location that was right in the middle of the county and a property that would be large enough to suit all of the needs that a modern high school would have.
What happened a couple of years ago with Sonora High School and Wildcat Ranch?
Yeah, the board, in some financial distress and other things that they had going on at the time, basically entered into what turned out to be an illegal land sales contract where they were only going to retain a small portion of the property. And Tuolumne County Farm Bureau really stepped up, and while nobody was happy to have to litigate anything, we were able to successfully take the school board to court and get that contract rescinded so that the property would remain in its entirety and under the ownership of the high school, so it would be available to all students in the district and endeavors going forward.
And why was that important for the Tuolumne County Farm Bureau to become involved?
Well, Farm Bureau, we exist to promote and protect agriculture in the county and in the state of California and nationwide. And as you can see during this current pandemic and crisis that we're having across the country, agriculture was one of the first industries deemed essential for all of our employees and producers to still be out and about and making a living and producing the goods that this country needs. And educating people in high school, whether it's through career tech, mechanics, and auto shop, and then just regular agriculture classes, how to be in production agriculture are extremely important to the benefit of all of us. And keeping this property and building those facilities for Sonora High School was one of the key things that we honed in on to really be able to give back to the community.
And now you have news regarding what came out of the meeting on Tuesday night.
Yes, I do. And that's very glad that you had me to talk about this this morning. And really, it was the efforts of Tuolumne County Farm Bureau that got on the radar of some folks here locally that were really committed to agriculture and impressed with what we were able to do to retain the property. And so right now at Sonora Area Foundation, we've had the creation of the Wildcat Ranch Development Fund, and we had an opening contribution of $100,000. Into that fund, and that, along with the money that is already in the capital improvement fund at Sonora High School, we're committed to moving forward to building those facilities that have been so many years in the works.
And this is in collaboration with Sonora High School, making this happen?
Yes, absolutely. Sonora High owns the property, and we are committed to working with them so that we have a successful outcome and a very quality project that can be utilized by all the students. And if you go back to the late 80s, when they sold the old ag ranch down there in Jamestown, the high school over the years from Sonora Mining Corp, they received over $4.6 million into that capital improvement fund. And it's been spent on various things over the years, but there's still around $400,000 that are in that fund. And the way our dollars are going to work at Sonora Area Foundation, it's really going to leverage what the school has. And so it'll be something along the lines that for every $3 the school spends, we'll spend a dollar out of that fund And as we go forward, we can adjust that as needed on specific projects. But the idea is that we definitely start getting utilities to where we need them, get construction for the barn, and start getting facilities out there in a base camp for the two groups of students that are currently using the property, really are the Ag Department as well as the cross-country team, as the cross-country track is out there. And so we're going to be working on those improvements, some permanent fixtures as far as bathrooms and things like that, of that nature, as we get up and going and started here in the first couple phases.
Anybody can contribute to this fund?
Absolutely. I'd be more than happy to have contributions from many members of the community. And we have had a lot of people step up that are volunteering their services or equipment. So we'll have a lot of contributions of in-kind donations, if you will, as we start working towards the construction of facilities out there. But we definitely have that open. And you can send anything to the Snore Area Foundation to be deposited into the Wildcat Ranch Improvement Fund.
Is there a website that a person would be able to log on to find out more information?
We don't have that part up and going just yet. We are working on that. But the best way right now is that if anybody had any questions or wanted to do anything further, they could definitely get a hold of Tuolumne County Farm Bureau. You can go to our Facebook page, it's Tuolumne County Farm Bureau, or you can give the office a call or stop in as soon as we can go in and about public again. We're right down there on Washington Street. And we'd be happy to help anybody in any way that they can to contribute to the school and to the Wildcat Ranch and agriculture here in Tuolumne County.
And they can also call the Snore Area Foundation directly?
Yep, you can call the Snore Area Foundation directly, and obviously you could call the high school as well and gear anything towards them. And we're very excited to be able to help all of the students in the school district, and we look forward to creating really a world-class facility there that kids will be able to learn at for many years to come. And we're so thankful for that very beginning donation, and just really excited for what the future is going to hold up.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, Mark, thank you very much.